Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Nope. No time for that intro, lads. We're back off to sea. Dungeons & Junkies presents Alex's Campaign, Episode 16, The Fight. Last time on Dungeons & Junkies presents Tales of Autorvia, the crew finally met up with Leonardo to set up the heist to save the Nulls. But how will things go? Will Leonardo and Picasso destroy the guard towers undetected? And how will Eli, Ran, and Reed's end go? And how will things turn out with Avery Jr.? Let's find out.
We go back to Picasso. As you start to get closer to the island, you pop your head up and see the guard tower at the top of the wall. It's about a 10-foot climb to the guard tower. But for anyone who wouldn't be any good at climbing, they wouldn't manage. But with your claws, this is not that difficult to do.
Yep, I would like to then full on, like, yeah, Sam Fisher style, just keep my just eyes above the water as I slowly get to the wall. And then, yep, I'll just go straight up the wall.
Yeah, just make me an athletics check, just to be sure. You can have advantage because of your claws.
Well, that is a natural 20, so that is a 30.
Yeah, you climb that wall with ease. You don't even have to put any effort to smash your claws through the wall. You just climb.
My adamantium claws help in these situations a lot.
Yeah, as you eventually get onto the ledge and stare up at this big 30-foot tall tower.
I would then like to look up to make sure the guard isn't happening to be on this side of the tower right now.
You look up and see his head is just looking out, but then he turns around and heads the other way. And he disappears from your view.
I would then like to use the thing right in front of me, the bracer or whatever, the leg of the said tower to climb up.
Yeah, that's fine. It's only wood, so I'm not going to make you roll for that one. Actually, can you make me a stealth check rather than an athletics check?
That is a 17.
Yeah, you do manage to climb up it with... There is a bit of noise, but you have got quite a rough sea behind you that seems to mask your claws going through the wood.
Oh, I know. I was just trying to go like hand over fist, like with their like poles, I would assume. So I got giant hands, you know, hand over fist. I don't need to.
The wood does creak under your weight, but the sea masks the noise.
All right. Then when I reach the top, is he still looking? I would like to just slowly pull my just face over just slightly so that I can see where he's at.
Yeah. He is not looking in your direction. He appears to just be like checking his gun, make sure it's working all right and it's properly loaded. He doesn't notice that you're there.
I would like to... I don't want to do this. I would like to continue hanging here, and I would like to kind of just drop myself lower to it there. And I would like to then just a slight whistle.
Tell me this is in cartoon level shit. He turns from, hey? And he walks over, just peering his head over the edge.
At the minute he does, I would like to take a claws and just right through his throat. Like I like full on to make sure there's no scream or anything like that. I want all four of my claws just straight
Yeah, I'm not even going to make you do an attack roll. You have the jump on him. You just...
Please do
just
not sue us, Ubisoft.
There's just a squelch noise as all you hear is like... as blood covers your hand and your face as you stick your claws straight through him. And he just dies instantly.
And then I'm just going to push the body back up so that it falls into the tower area. So yeah. It's up there and I don't have to worry about it.
It's and just a... Then... There's just a quick thud as his body hits the ground again.
I would then like to just drop down and jump back into the sea.
Yeah, just with a splash that's masked by the rough water. I'm gonna try and use this map to my advantage. On Leo's end, he climbs the tower and does the same thing, but he just sort of hops in. Turns on, Leo, can I help you, mate? And he doesn't say anything, which the guard is a bit concerned by, and then he just grabs the guard by the head and just snaps his neck in one swift motion and lays his body down, so it's nothing too noisy, before jumping off the tower back into the water. And because of while that's happening, you swim over to the other tower. The cliff face is a little rougher on this side, but your claws make quick work of it as you come face to face with another tower.
Right. Once again, like to make a quick inspection to make sure the guard is not looking this way currently.
Maybe an investigation check. Because it is dark, to be fair.
That is only a... That's an 8.
Doesn't appear to be in sight.
I will begin my... We'll get out, like I'll climb up onto the ground, obviously, and then I will begin to ascend one of the struts of this tower.
Yeah, once again, the noise of the sea does mask your sound as you start to climb to the top of the tower.
What is this? It's just wood, you said, right?
Yes.
How big is this, like, upper tower part?
Like, at this point, you're at the tower bit that he's standing in. So that bit is basically 6x6. It's not super big, but it's big enough for one person.
Not gonna do it. I was gonna go full horror villain for a second there. I thought about just going through the floor and ripping him down, but that seems not the smartest of my decision-making tools. I would like to get to the edge, and I would like to once again try and assess where this guard is in the tower.
Can you make me a stealth check? And I'm going to roll perception this time.
It's a massive 7.
Well, you're in luck because you rolled a 4.
Ooh.
You look up just to see, and he starts to like turn around, and you quickly duck back down as he just misses your head. And goes back to looking at the other side of the tower. So he is out of your sight.
This time I would like to quietly climb into his little area. So it's just him and I, and I'm right behind him.
Yep, that just happens.
And then, like, impending death, like a giant, massive shadow behind, just without him even, like, saying a word, letting him turn around, I'm just going to snap his neck from behind.
Can you just make an athletics check quickly?
Oh, man, that's a natural 1.
Yeah, you grab his neck, but your hands slip as he turns round and swings his just like reaction. He just takes a swing with the butt of his weapon. So I'm going to roll an attack, but at disadvantage because he was a bit surprised.
How tall is this guard?
About 6 foot.
Just making sure it could be fine.
He doesn't miss though. He smacks you with the butt and you take only 2 points of bludgeoning as the butt of the weapon smashes you in the side of the head, and he spins round to grab his flare gun.
I don't give him a chance to. I immediately grab his... I use my reaction to grab his hand. I don't go for, like that kill shot at all. I'm just going to grab and, like, snap his wrist like that so that there is no ability to use his hand.
Yeah. You just grab his wrist, and with one quick, like, tightening of your wrist, it just snaps as the bone pops out for next to his thumb.
And then with my other hand, I'm going to immediately, since he's close enough, I will grab his face so that if he began to start screaming, I will cover that before it begins to happen.
You literally cover his mouth just as he screams, so the pitch is there at first, but you cover his mouth just in time as he lets out a horrific scream in pain.
Dungeons and Junkies apologizes if you're eating whilst listening to his podcast.
This is explicit. Go home, children. Let the adults listen.
I do have the grappler feet at this point. So at this point, he's completely grappled. And I mean, just would have been so much easier, bro, if you just would have just not, you know, hit me with a gun, bro.
That's what you hear as he tries to speak.
And then I'm just going to squeeze with my hand that I have around his, you know, face.
Yeah. You just hear a crunch as the front of his face is crushed into your palm. And blood starts to run down your hand. Because your hands and face are just covered in blood from these two assassinations.
Well, bruh, sometimes you gotta save the gnolls any way possible. I would then like to drop the body, and I would like to find his rifle.
Yeah, the rifle's right next to him. It looks a bit like Rand's, but it's much more decorated and appears to have what looks like a scope. You've heard of these from Uguay's tales of snipers on the ships, but you've never actually seen one in person. As you pick it up, it's a lot heavier than a normal rifle.
As I pick it up, can I try and use the scope to... Since I have seen the like island, can I see either of the other guard towers right now?
As you look through, you can, as you look at the guard tower next to the other Noah house, you see the guards close enough for a shot. As you look down, you see Leo climbing up the hillside.
All right, I'm not gonna do anything. At this point then, I would like to just take said rifle and I would like to drop down from the guard tower.
What, are you aiming for the water or down the
guard tower? No, I'm going to stay on the on the edge of the sugar field, or the sugar cane field for now.
Yeah, I'm going to cross that tower out. Yeah, and you slide down there. Leo climbs up the side of the tower, and not giving the guard a chance this time to be alerted, just... He gives him a tap on the shoulder and the guard turns around as he grabs his face in the palm of his hand and just crushes it as the back of his head just explodes over the woodwork before laying the body down once again and climbing down the tower. At this point, you guys arrive at the edge of the wall behind the warehouse. Reed, you still have aquatic features on you currently.
Yes, I can dispel them when needed, so...
Okay.
Is there any more water to dive back into? Because I can leave this on me for now if need be.
Well, considering the fucking great sea behind you, I'd say yes, there is an ocean in the fact you're on an island, yes.
Is there any... are we going back into water within the next hour?
Unless this goes tits up, no.
Okay, I dispel my gills.
You listen to any plan I make ever?
I thought big ears of goblin was good for hearing. When Quintan was with us, he was telling Rand story of Wolf and Grandmama. And Wolf is having big ears for listening. So maybe goblin is having big ears for listening.
This
How did
wolf,
that story end for you?
The wolf died, didn't it?
Yes. Huh? It's sad.
Not the version I got told.
Oh.
I mean, I grew up in a monastery, so...
Well, to be fair, I've To be fair, we all have our own tales, don't we? Of course. So
the wolf ripped the girl limb from limb for trespassing on her property.
Oh, I see. I see.
Ran jumps up and down and claps. Ran is liking this version.
Yeah, I thought it was quite cool. The head monks didn't approve. I don't really know why.
Yeah, they sound boring.
Actually, I do know why, but that's a tale for another day.
Indeed. Shall we proceed?
Yes, we can exchange stories another time.
Maybe when I'm asleep. Anyway, wait, after you, Ran.
Right. Put on nothing, my phone's locked. So we are by the wall, yes?
Yes. In fact, can you lot make me a perception check? Ran can have advantage on it.
Oh, cool. Well, I sincerely hope so, because that was a 1.
22, Alex.
Oh, that's better. 21 all in.
Only a 9.
Eli, you don't hear it. You're a bit too you're a bit too distracted looking over the wall and feeling tired. Ran and Reed, you pick up on it instantly. You can hear a guard whistling somewhere.
And ears are twitching like little satellite dishes.
Where do you think he is?
Can I try and figure that out?
I think Ran probably be the best one for that. Ran probably got better, even better hearing than I have.
Yeah, sure. Roll me an investigation check.
Sixteen all in.
It sounds like it's around the building somewhere.
It is around the building, but Ran is not sure exactly at which point. Ah, just Reed. You are small. Perhaps you are able to see around building and not attracting much attention. Whereas Ally is bigger and Bran is biggest. But you are small.
Yes, I could do that. Okay. Reed, how we begin to move close to the edge of the building to peer around it.
Are you going round the dock side or sticking to the wall?
I'm going to try and stick to the wall, try to imagine the shadow as I can.
Yeah. Can you just make me a stealth check as you get to the end? I'm going to roll perception.
Get ready to run.
23.
Well, that's a 12 on my end.
My purple dice is staying out, I think.
Yeah, as you just poke your head round the corner, you see a guard just whistling as he polishes his beautiful looking rifle. Sat out by the front door of this warehouse.
Okay, I creep back to relay this information to Eli and to Ran.
We'd have to be quick though. Unless you can hit him from distance.
I mean, magic, yeah, I could, but also...
What if there is magic detection?
I could always fire my short bow.
Twang makes noise.
You see, Bran is only good at going up and going smash.
I can deal with this. This is fine.
Okay.
I would like to creep round, get behind him, and use the dark gloves you gave me to do inflict wounds on the guy.
Alright, just make
like
me a stealth check.
The gloved hand over his mouth.
Just make me a stealth check. I'm going to roll perception for him, though. Because he is undone.
My inspiration for this, because I kind of want it to work.
You need to go fuck the life out of him, okay.
That's quite a high roll you got to be, though. That's my first high roll of the session.
And they've got... I got a 1 with the first one, but with my inspiration I got a crit 20.
From one crit to another. Yep.
Yeah.
That beats him. He got a 19. So that's enough. As you
24. As you sneak around. Wounds on his face.
Yeah. Roll to hit, but you can have advantage on the hit because you are right behind him and have the drop on him. Roll me some damage as well because you're bound to hit. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Dirty 20. I guarantee you, so it's 3d10. Thanks for giving me inflict wounds, Alex.
I thought it might be a bit cooler than what I was going to do, to be fair.
Thanks, Brawl. That's 16 necrotic. And if he's still not dead, then, I mean, I'm a monk, so I'm just going to punch him. Just a never-ending punching.
He doesn't even get a chance to scream as, like, just black marks shoot up his face. And his eyes just fill with blood as he slumps in your hands.
I drag him into the darkness. I'm just going to put him down.
As you
take his rifle, because it's mine now.
As you do pick up the rifle, someone opens the door and looks out. I'm guessing you're with Leo? He looks as if he's just made a mistake.
What's Leo's brother called?
We're helping the knolls. He hasn't said please.
Life's just terrifying.
He opens the door and points to 500 people. Please, we're helping Leonardo.
All right, can you get the Briggs ready?
Yes, we'll get that ready now.
Leo and his brother are doing the watchtowers.
All right. Okay. I thought you were going to kill me for a second.
I take it. Was this one of yours? I gesture to the body in my arms.
We all joined the same time as Leonardo.
The dead guy.
No, he's just a regular guy. We joined the same time as Leo. This was a job that Lou set us up on. We were basically just insiders.
You said there were 9 of you.
Avery found out. Someone got hurt. Some of us are gone.
Leo said there were 4.
Just to metagame that, I just completely forgot the number.
Okay, I'm just checking that this isn't some double bullshit.
Well covered, though, Alex.
That is a metagame. That's just me metagaming. Sorry.
Thank God for metagaming, otherwise a lie would be like, DANGER!
Someone heard one of our guys and they took a few of us. But they didn't rat out all of us, so there's not as many as there were this morning when we were setting up for this, but there's enough for us to sail the ship.
There's another 9 of our crew coming to land on the docks that'll give you a hand with defense and loading.
All right, we'll deal with this body.
Then there's the 5 of us. I kind of make a signal as if, yeah, there are other people back there. We're going to start getting the gnolls down to you.
Okay, we'll have that gate ready to open as they come.
Do you have any objections to the barracks being put out of action, as it were?
No, but you want to make sure not all the guards are in there, so that might cause an alert, so just keep that in mind.
Apparently there's no windows, so...
From what I gather, there's normally about 3 guards around the factory at this time of night and a couple by the Knoll houses.
Noted. I kind of creep away, reveling slightly in the fact that I've just terrorized like 9 people by appearing in the darkness, killing a guy. Reed, Ran.
Yes.
Yes.
I found Leo's friends. They're gonna start setting up.
Good.
And that guy is dead.
Okay. As long as he wasn't one of them, that's fine.
Apparently he wasn't. If he was, regardless, his eyes are full of blood now.
Indeed. Indeed.
I wave with the glove hand.
Okay, that's a thing you can do, isn't it? Yes. I've always liked your ally, Reed.
Just Reed, save bootlicking for another time. There is things to be done.
Maybe don't lick my shoes because they're currently covered in blood.
Are they now?
Ran, no. I'll make you a cake later. Come on.
Cake.
Over the wall.
Cake?
Mm-hmm.
Can Reed jump over the wall?
Yeah. You've got a lichen climb, you're athletic, and Rand can definitely climb.
I've got my acrobatics, yeah. I'm going to have to read it.
So just, you guys make it over the wall.
Rand's going to Spider-Man her way up.
He never lets me use my acrobatics.
Well, I just walks up the wall.
Reed, you literally have plus 10. The chances of you rolling low.
I have plus 7!
Yeah, exactly. You guys aren't going to fail that roll. And you have climbing gear.
I do have climbing gear as well.
So you guys make it over with relative ease.
I am the wall now.
Just walks right through it.
Becomes the wall.
As you climb to the wall, you do see a bloody mess in the first tower. Reed can't see because he's not quite high enough. But actually, Reed, you could probably see drips of blood on the edges.
Hmm.
Nice.
Picasso finds work.
I don't know, that looks more like Leo.
Yeah. To be fair, the red smear comes to mind when I think of Picasso nowadays.
Yeah, but that's normally like a fine powder. It's not really drip.
This is true. Oh, go about the other tower then.
Right, barracks. Let's go.
Yes. On plan. I hop down.
Now, can you just make me an athletic set for landing, Reed? Because you jump off a big wall.
I walk down the wall.
13.
Reed dies.
You take 6 points of fall damage.
You sprain your ankle. Well done.
6 points of damage, Jesus.
It's a high wall. It's meant to stop.
You literally jumped off. You jumped off like a 12-foot wall, Reed.
That's like 4 times your height or something. I don't
know who you are.
4 goblins.
That damage probably would have been reduced had you been normal size, but you're 3 foot tall, jumping off a 12-foot wall onto rough terrain.
Also, okay. If you just stepped off, it would have been even less, but no, you had to jump, so you just added like an extra foot.
Right, well, we're down now, so.
Eli walks past the crumpled heap of Reed.
Ram picks up Reed and dusts him off.
Thank you, Ram!
Dusty goblin.
Right. Now.
She might forget to put him down.
Ran! Aggressive whispering.
Ah, sorry. Ran put down. Ran puts him down properly. Gently, actually.
Thank you, Ran. Now. Is it a clear run to the barracks here?
Yeah. Seems to be clear. If you look around, there's no guards in the vicinity.
So we burn them alive inside, yeah?
Maybe. Depending how many there are, we could just kill them.
Because you've got fire. You've got fire medics, haven't you?
No, I technically do, but it's kind of bright green flames and I'd rather not attract too much attention.
Because I can always send some grease in there and set that blaze.
We could do that.
We'll go old school. Can we tinderbox?
I'm just going to see how many there were, because if there are only 2, then 1 for me, 1 for you.
Okay. Can I peer...
And we yeet the bodies into the sea.
Can I peer through the keyhole?
I'm trying to think how much... Yeah, okay, make me a perception check with disadvantage. I mean, it's
that's fair.
So you see someone's butt, they're stood against the door.
Perception, yeah?
Dungeon Junkies, we apparently like butts.
15 is my lowest.
You see 3 or 4 guards in that one area. You can't really see much more. There's some pretty fine butts.
I'm going to say 3 or 4 people through here, Eli. Okay. There may be more.
I mean, so, I could take that many myself, but I don't really want to.
So, you're thinking?
Is Ran still with us?
Ran heard you talking about fire and stopped off. Ran is terrified of fire.
Fair enough, Ran.
Yeah. Sorry, Ran.
Yeah.
Ran can appear.
We will not harm you.
Ran is currently skulking through sugar cane.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. I'm gonna make another attack.
Ran is skulking.
So you're in the sugar cane, Ran.
Yeah.
Are there any visible windows I can see?
You take a quick scout around and you don't see any windows. It's just a cheap shed more than anything. It's just... Despite the fact that this guy is insanely rich, the working conditions are pretty poor. Even for the guards.
Is there a lock on the outside or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Just lock them in.
Can we also? Is there like something you can use to bar the door on the side or not? Like a shed would have or not?
I don't know, it's just a door with no lock.
Yeah, but is there anything on the outside? Is there like a hole like you would be able to put like a thing from the outside to bar it?
No.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Looking at it, it's just basically a flat wall.
Okay.
Flat wall with a door with a sticky out handle, but there's nothing you could slide between the handle and something else to just jam the door.
I'm pretty sure that I can sabotage tumblers inside there so they can't unlock the door. They unlock it and then make it so they can't unlock it. But they could then break the door down, so as you said earlier.
Do you have anything that we could slip into their drink or something?
Actually, I have been learning how to use poison spray.
Just because I have something. Like, I can essentially summon kind of a servant that is invisible and can do simple things.
Okay.
So if you have anything that could go in their drink or anything.
I can poison it, and then I can use precipitation to make it taste normal. Could that work? I mean, it's quite a potent poison.
I mean, if it kills them, that's fine.
Depends on how...
still sabotage the lock. But
yeah, just in case, sort of thing. You can't hurt, have two attacks, as it were. And I can also grease the outside just to get past it somehow as well, so they can't chase it after us.
I can now stick some poison in a jar. Let's do this. Creative behaviour. Well, if you dilute it enough, it'll just kind of make them, it'll be more emetic than anything.
I like the idea of emetic poison.
Is that why they're going to be confined to these barracks?
They're probably free throwing up rather than.
Not... Yeah.
I think I.
Even if someone does come break them out, they're not going to be in any condition to fight.
Just check, I'm sure I've got a water skin on me.
But... Yeah, I've got water skin.
I will be able to dilute the poison, I think, yes. Okay.
Can we do like a tiny mini alchemy session?
Where's Tinker when you need him?
Yeah, where's Tinker when you need him? Off having a breakdown, that's where.
Okay, so I'm going to use my cantrip poison spray on the and like push it into the water skin.
Yeah, that's fine.
He just
sticks
a finger into the water skin.
Yeah. Would normally be a con save. And would do 1d12 damage.
Does
but
the water two, roll a con save?
2d12.
The person drinking it would be.
Yeah, it'd be 2d10 at your level. 2d12, sorry.
No, I have 1d12 because I have it as
it's
a mage
cantrips. Initiate. Cantrips level up with the player.
Yeah, but mine is a mage initiate, so it's doesn't level.
I'd still.
Feet, not a...
Yeah, but cantrips. I'm still going to class cantrips as leveling up with the players. I mean, it's a fucking cantrip.
My normal cantrips do, but this one is a feat, not a feat gain.
I'll still let it.
God
like,
says,
"Have you something nice?"
It's literally. Rick,
I'm very. Yeah, but I'm wondering what the catch is because I didn't do so. I'm taking something away.
It's a cantrip.
I hope.
I'm not fussed with a cantrip.
Yeah. my remaining family members.
You still have a dad.
I've got two, I don't know where they are.
No, I've right. disowned him. I don't have any family anymore.
You have one, Reed.
Right, so...
Oh, no, right. Yeah, you're right. You have two. My bad.
Reed has two, I have none.
Picasso
has four.
Sounds like a football score. Me, two, a lie, nil.
All our family.
Yeah. Right, so we poison that water, and it's diluted enough, so it'll make them throw up rather than kill them.
Right. This is partly dependent on hoping they have some sort of water jug or something in there, but you'd assume so.
You'd hope so. I mean, I know that...
It'd be really dumb if they didn't, because this is where they sleep.
Yeah, and crappy as Avery is, at least he should live in water, you'd think.
Okay, I cast Unseen Servant.
Yeah. You see an outline of a tiny little stick man, but then it fades to nothing.
Tiny stick man. Like, I can... The description is, the spell creates an invisible, mindless, shapeless force that performs simple tasks at your command for an hour. It springs into existence. It has 10 AC, 1 HP, and 2 strength. My tiny son.
I'm just going to roll an athletics check for this water, picking up this water skin, because he has 2 strength. He does pick it up. He always drops it.
Perform simple tasks that a human could do.
However,
such as fetching things, cleaning, mending, folding clothes, etc.
However, there is one little noticeable detail. The water skin to your eyes is floating as he holds it.
I can cast minor illusion, perhaps, to make it not appear to be there.
Make it translucent?
I could do that, I think.
Yeah, that'll work.
I do that. I cast mind illusion, yeah.
Yeah. The floating water skin turns invisible.
I command my floating stick man, who I'm going to call Stickman Sam. Stickman Sam, pour this into their water supply. Whatever they're drinking from, pour it in.
You don't hear anything, but the door does creak open slightly. It's
mental command, so...
You don't hear anything, but the door opens slightly and disappears inside, leaving the door open behind him, though. So I'm going to roll him a stealth check.
He's invisible!
The door did open by itself. He rolled a fucking natural 20 anyway.
He is a god. Stickman Sam is a god.
Yeah, no one hears him. And about 2 minutes later, the door shuts again by itself. And then you hear throwing up from the inside. And you hear footsteps approaching the door.
I pin myself back into the shadows.
Reed dives into some shadow as well.
Stickman Sam just stands there because he's invisible.
I mean, Stickman Sam does get taken out by the door, unfortunately, as the door just swings open.
My son!
But one of the guards comes out and throws up into the hedge next to it. One of them actually drops to the floor, coughing up blood. But they are the only two that have come outside.
I look at Reed, and I'm like...
Reed looks at a lie. And
it's
says,
just a series of hand motions.
Yeah, Reed puts a hand across his throat and points at them. Reed pulls out his dagger. Reed puts the dagger back away again. At a lie's very abrupt shaking of the head.
A lie points towards the Sugar King Fields. Like.
Reed puts his thumb up and slowly makes his way that way.
You do hear the door close again as you're sneaking around the building.
As the door closes, I think, are they back inside now, right?
Yeah.
We go back to sabotage the lock and go and then head back.
Eli's gone to the field.
Because of your...
Is that a sort of hand check?
Yeah, because of your diamond lock picks, you get advantage on checks sort of like this.
Okay, advantage on a sort of hand check.
I have a moment of silence for Stickman Sam.
Okay, that is 22 with my plus 10.
Jesus. Yeah.
You just hear a little small twang on your end as the lock is in pieces.
He then scurries after, like, in the shadows.
Yeah. As you all eventually get to the sugarcane field, you all of you meet more or less in the middle.
Is Picasso there too?
Picasso, you, I'd say by the tower you probably would have heard scurrying in the field. So it's up to you. Do you want to go explore that, or?
I actually probably would have stayed out of the sugarcane field. I would have kind of tried to make my way around, like, Leo in the second guard tower. Yep. That's where I would have definitely made my way to.
Yeah, you,
like,
do.
Staying along the coast, so I could always dive off into the water if need be.
As you get to the edge of the sugarcane field, you do see a guard standing out the back of the bigger Knoll house, just minding his own business, about 20 feet away from you.
And he hasn't seen me, obviously, yet, right?
No. It's dark, and he's a human, so no, he hasn't seen you.
I would like to... can I throw one of my darts at him as I'm, like as I'm running at him, I want to throw a dart at him so that he's turned towards me and then I can immediately just end it as I get close to him.
Yeah, just make me attack roll for the entire thing.
Right. Do I get advantage?
You can... No, but you can use your athletics for the whole thing, because normally dexterity is for darts, but you can use athletics for it.
All right.
Other than an attack roll.
That's a 24, then.
Yeah. He turns around and the dart hits him right in the shoulder and he flinches and looks down at the dart, and as he looks back up you just come at him. How do you want to end him?
Once again, this is just, I wanted him to be looking away so that as he looks back up my two giant turtle hands are just immediately, and that his head is the wrong way.
Yep. And he is down. So these guys
sure,
are dropping like
the ballad of Sam Fisher, he always talks about making sure that no sound escape.
Yeah, you snap his neck and lay him down outside the back of the Knoll house.
And then with that, I'm not actually going to enter the Knoll house. I'd actually like to make my way back. I'm going to grab the body and I'm going to drag it over and I'm going to put it into the sugarcane field.
Yeah. So you put him into the sugarcane field.
And then I'm just gonna kind of camp out there, as I think this was, Picasso remembers this is where he was supposed to wait, he thinks.
Yeah.
He's not sure at this moment, so at this moment, he's gonna stay here.
Leo does see this, and he runs over to you and joins you in the sugar field. Nice work, brother. Have you seen the others?
No, bro, I haven't seen anyone yet.
At this point, the two of you do hear three sets of rustling from the field. What you reckon?
Ollie oxen free furry captain bro.
Alright, it's not them. We have to burn the field.
He just put his hand on the hilt of his sword. Let's get, if we get closer, we can see if it's them. If it's not, cut them down.
Alright, bro. You lead the way.
Okay, Leo does lead the way. He does get to the end of the field before practically bumping into the three of you as the sugarcane field is thick. Oh, Julot. Picasso, it's them.
Captain Furry Bro, you didn't call back when I called for you. I didn't know I was here.
Sorry, Ran was out of Ran's head, as it were.
Oh, it's all right. Furry bro, I took out the asshole guard who was over by the Knoll house.
Castle already does good work.
I also got me one of those guns.
Show Furry bro the gun.
It's a beautiful looking rifle with a big metal scope on the top. A deep red wood.
It has much better home with Picasso.
All right, but we should go save your Gnoll friends, right, bro?
Yes, we shall do best to do that.
All right. Leo and I took out the ones we were supposed to. So I don't know if we want to go save these Gnolls first before we go to the factory Gnolls.
It may be a good idea to start here.
Aye, for a captive, bro.
Run. Can Ran hear anything else from around the building?
Just to double check the factory or the other Gnoll house?
Just around the Gnoll house.
You poke your head out slightly just to take a quick glance. And you do hear something. You see a human walking around the side of it, gun in his hand. Harry, you there? Where the fuck is he gone?
Get back.
Ran whispers for everyone to get back.
We make sure you take it in the shadows.
What is it?
There is human coming. You smell it like there's human.
There's two of them. Picasso only must have took out one. We need to get rid of him. When he realizes his friend's gone, that will be an alert. He needs to go right now.
He pulls his dagger out, ready to do whatever's needed. Is it too risky?
It's going to have to be one of you. Me and Picasso are too noisy for that.
For being so large, Ran can be quite stealthy. And she can easily break someone's neck. She has the hand strength to do that.
It's your call, Captain. More than happy to do so, but more happy to defer to you two.
Ran puts down her weapons as quietly as she can to appear, because gnolls aren't supposed to have weapons.
Okay.
She hunches herself over and just doing her best to look like she's been caught outside the Gnoll house out of hours.
So just to clarify, you're stepping out of the cane?
Yeah.
Okay, he does turn around. Oi! Gnoll! This is after hours. In the house now.
Ran cowers and goes to scuttle past him.
He does have a gun pointed at you all the whole period of time.
Has he not got his back to us?
Yes, he has his back to you as he steps behind Ran, pointing the gun at her, leading her towards the Gnoll house.
Reed looks to Eli for advice, and then knows that he put out to do this. Oh, God. I've got to kill him. I cannot let him shoot Ran.
Just to double check, because Reed's got to cover some ground first. Ran, is there anything you're doing while he's leading you to the Gnoll house?
Waiting for the opportune moment to break his neck, but...
As you look round, you're far enough from the factory that they won't see you, and you know that the guard tower has been taken care of, otherwise the whole island would be on you right now. As the guard's about 5 feet from you.
He's 5 feet away from... Yeah.
From Ran.
Yeah.
Okay. Reed, you're about 40 foot.
Okay.
Ran, what do you want to do? I'll go over Ran first, because Ran is closer.
Ran stops and stiffens and stares round the guard as if she's seen something.
Can you just roll me a deception check?
Nineteen all in. 18 plus 1.
Yeah. His gun lowers slightly as he looks round, trying to see what in the direction.
I use the opportunity to grab him and just break his neck in one swift movement.
Yeah. The way you are, I'm not going to make you roll for that. His neck just... it snaps back 180 degrees.
He was about to cast Minor Illusion to try and make another gnoll appear outside, but it wasn't needed.
I drag the body by its hair back to the ship field.
Yep. He's out.
Very nicely done, Ran.
Ran's knowing these people, and they're not always so smart.
It was necessary, Ran.
Ran deposits the body in the field and collects our weapons.
Oof.
Yeah.
Cold.
Ran is having no love for these people. They are, how do you say, dispensable. Just like Nolas are to them.
Yeah, I can respect that, Ran. So, what do you?
Is the Null House door now open?
No, they didn't get to the Null House. They were quite close to the front of the house, but they didn't get to that point.
Is it locked?
Investigation.
Investigation 19 plus 1, day 20.
There is quite a big bar across the front of the door.
For best in the world, I can't move this bar. Ran, would you be able to lift the bar for me?
I attempt to lift the bar.
Yeah, you're a 7 foot tall big gnoll. You lift the bar off, no issue.
Is it ever locking on the door, or is it...
It was just one big bar across the front of the door.
Reed slowly pushed the door just in case it's booby trapped.
No. As you open it, nothing goes off.
When the door is open, Ran would like to whisper in Null just to say how many of you are in here. All Reed hears is a kind of like
yeah, as you in 2 minutes, but yeah, as you do that, you don't hear exact numbers, they never really learned to count, but you hear lots of different voices. Just like, what? Hello? Who's that? In Null, obviously. Just more yips.
And Ran slips in the doorway.
A little 2 foot baby Nolders, who's still like walking on four legs, hops up towards you, stands on his hind legs and starts sniffing at you. They don't.
Yes, I'm not.
He's unable to talk yet.
Oh.
The Nolds in here are a lot skinnier. They have some have bone showing and some. Patches of fur that have been chewed off, or they're not in a good way, these gnolls.
Even Brandon looked this scabby when she first joined the
crew. This is bad. It seemed like a nice life, practically, if you compare it to these gnolls.
Can Reed see any of this, or because Reed's not going inside because it's dark in there?
As you do that, one of the gnolls does see you, like, in an instant, bares his teeth.
Ran!
Ran, says a gnoll quickly. Please do not eat goblin, man. He is meaning you no harm.
He is meaning no harm?
No, he is also not tasty and would make you very sick. Goblin flesh is poisonous to gnolls.
Chad, stop smirking at that.
Who are you, Null?
I am Gran. I am Null from Avra Camp, and I am now free Null, and making it my mission to make other Nulls free, because Null is not deserving to live in this.
They all just look round, and for the first time in their lives, tails start to wag.
Everyone just hears like a cacophony of tail wagging.
So Zwi is free?
Not yet, but Ran has good team, and we are working on making free. Ran would like to introduce you to team. Goblin Man is not seeing so well in dark, so please do not be too mean to him. That is my job.
Thank you
I can't hear that car because it's in no, isn't it?
All you can hear is just little yipping and barking.
Yeah, the 2-foot-tall baby gnoll does come up to you, Reed, and all he just starts, just sort of jams his nose in your face and starts sniffing. He's like, as he just blows snot in your face after sniffing.
Nah. Ew. I can't put vegetation on my face.
I'm just snickering.
Ran pokes her head back round to the rest. Ran would like to introduce you to Knots, if okay.
Would they feel safer one at a time, or all together?
Ran turns back and says to the other gnolls, and gnoll again. Ran is going to bring in some others, and they is maybe looking strange to you, but they is meaning you no harm. Ran can promise you that.
If they is with you, they is friend.
Ran is halfway through saying it in gnoll and then remembers the rest of the crew can't speak gnoll. you are able to come in now. Knolls is in here. Ran points at the gnoll, but this is how Ran was looking once.
I kind of gingerly step around the corner.
They're looking pretty rough. They're half the size Ran is.
Just loads of sets of yellow eyes looking right back at you. Yeah.
Tufts of fur that are all matted or chewed off, bones showing through their skin, and just crisis smell. It's awful in here.
This is Ally. She is very strong. And we also have Picasso. Picasso is also very strong. And Picasso and Ally are good at many things. And they are friend you can trust. And we also have Picasso's brother, who is working here, but is meaning you no harm.
We know Picasso's brother.
Ah, that is good. That is one less for Ran to talk about. Ran is not knowing much about Picasso's brother. We are working on a plan to get Knowles to safety. He's a bit dangerous, but Knowles is needing to be free.
Knowles will follow you, Ran.
I look at Ran like, do you want me to explain the plan to them?
Ah, Elias, not speaking Knoll, but speaking Avisa. And Knowles, he is knowing that.
Yeah. As you say Abyssal, they all just perk up.
I have to like clear my throat to prepare for the Abyssal. Hi. Yes. I don't speak Knoll, but I do speak Abyssal. So hopefully this helps. Obviously Ran is the captain. Ran is in charge here. But we have a group of Picasso brothers friends down prepping 2 ships to get you guys out of here down at the dock. We've taken care of most, unless any have suddenly appeared, of the guards en route, including the ones in the barracks. They are currently having a very bad evening. And we're gonna get all of you first, then we're gonna move to I think we're doing the factory, and we're also going to do the smaller house as well.
The gnoll who's perked up the most says to you in Ran, and he says to you in gnoll, other gnoll house is empty. They're working in the factory at the moment.
Is all empty?
Yes. We's in this house to work during the day. Gnolls in the other house work at night in the factory.
Ah, so we is having to wait till morning to rescue them. But then, they is noticing daytime Knowles is gone.
We could tack now.
I'll turn to the others. Knowles in other house is working at night. This is daytime working Knowles.
So where are they working?
In the factory.
Apparently there's 3 guards at the factory, but
We can take three. We could potentially get the factory gnolls as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Whilst it's still night.
Hmm. Is only three guards?
Apparently.
Hmm. Ran surveys the gnolls. Do any of them look like they're capable of fighting at the moment?
They look like they're capable of fighting, but not for very long. Their numbers is what is basically their strength at the moment.
Ren is thinking, saying this in common. Null pup is cannot fighting. Ran gestures to the tiny gnoll that's just snorted all over Reed.
Yeah, the little two-foot gnoll has made his way to Picasso as he just looks up in awe at this giant turtle.
And knows who is older or maybe sick. Does, for lack of a better term, it smell like sickness at all in here?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And converting back to gnoll, is there gnolls who is sick in here?
We is all sick, not by disease, just by malnourishment. It's bad. We no get to wash.
No, washing for gnolls is forbidden.
But three people, we can take them on.
Yes. Ren is having one more question, but it's not a nice one. How many gnolls are taken to the pit?
2 weeks ago, last gnoll went to pit.
Was gnoll alive?
No. Small gnoll. You won't be alive.
Was many gnolls taken to pit before that?
Five.
And this was a long time ago?
Yes. Last gnoll was 2 weeks ago, but baby gnoll. Lost leg on sugar burn. No use to humans.
Rans flattened her ears. How many gnolls is still pups that is here?
Who's this one?
And he points to the little one near Picasso.
He last little pup.
We need to get him to boat first. He is too little. He cannot fight.
Agreed.
Roughly what time of the night is it?
You've been at this for about an hour, so 1 o'clock in the morning, roughly.
Would there be enough time for Ran to run this baby down to the boat?
Yeah, it'd only take you 5 minutes tops running.
Ran is going to take baby Gnoll to safety and then be back. She's going to do this in true wild Gnoll fashion. Dump the weapons, take the baby up by the scruff in her teeth and run on all fours.
Yeah. You pick up the baby. You're like, what? As you pick him up in full pace sprint across the island.
It's not often Ran resorts to doing stuff on all fours, but
you notice the nine crew members that came and some others. Are the gnolls coming?
I have to put the baby down. Not yet, but this one is only baby. Baby cannot fight and baby cannot be taken by humans.
Don't worry. Bring them soon, though.
Yes.
We've barricaded the door further to the guards' barracks. They won't be an issue.
We found gnolls in-house, but other gnolls is working night in factory. How many guards is normally at factory?
Three. There's only ever three.
Is there no others?
Well, there's about 20 in the barracks at this time of the night, and the rest work on the grounds of the mansion. So those are probably, I don't know what you've done with the watchtowers, but that's probably the last three guards, to be honest.
Okay. You will take care of baby, yes?
Of course. We'll get the baby on the ship.
Ran gives the baby Nell a gentle nudge through her muzzle and says to him and Nell, "Don't worry, we'll be back soon with others."
He just gives you a nod and a little yip.
Ran goes to make her way back to the others. Alright, Ran makes her way back up to the group.
Yeah, you get back up to them with a quick pace.
Welcome back, Ran.
This baby is safe and apparently is only 3 guards. Ran is asking down there. There may be only guards left.
That would make things very easy then to get the gnolls out, and then we may be able to slink away.
I will say, I do know I obviously supposedly work here. If you want, I can walk right up to them. They won't make a big deal and then just draw my swords and cut them down. Giving you time to get the gnolls.
Could do that. You could do that, yes.
After all, as far as they know, I work here. I just had the day off.
That is a good idea.
If you're fine doing that, then I know that would make it much easier for us, for sure.
Yes, I'll go now. You get these gnolls back to the ship. I'll go deal with those guards.
Reed helps Ran. If that's okay.
Gnolls is Ran speaking to the other gnolls in their own tongue.
Gnolls is being... We are leading you back to ship now.
Okay, we will follow.
Ran leads the march.
Yeah, with that, Leonardo walks up to Picasso. I'll go deal with these other guards. If you want to come, you're more than welcome to. But if not, you can help Ran lead the rest back. There's only 3 of them.
Bro, the gnolls are more important for sure, bro.
Yeah. Good choice. I'll go deal with those guards so we can free the rest of them. Leo goes on his way.
Ran is keeping an eye on the group to see if any of the gnolls are maybe too weak to walk without assistance.
They're all roughly the same in physique. They do struggle a little bit, but they're all capable of walking themselves as you lead them along.
Reed follows with his dagger out, just in the darkness, just like shepherding at the side sort of thing.
And after about 10 minutes, you do make it back to the ship.
Oh, look, mate, there's the other gnolls.
Ah, you're back. Is this all of them?
No, there is more to come. This is first lot, as it were.
Okay. We are starting to run out of time, I feel. So please act with haste.
Yes, of course.
We will get them onto the ship.
Post haste.
I forgot what I was going to say. I know.
Post haste.
Yeah, and the other gnolls are led onto the ship.
Back up to the factory, then.
As you get to the factory, Leo's just dragging the last body into a bush. I thought I'd wait for you guys to get back.
I don't think we'll come that long.
Your brother's fast, Picasso.
He's my elder brother, Brett.
I've been doing this for a few years. And we're totals, let's be honest. The stuff doesn't last very long against us.
I suppose that's fair.
Especially things smaller than us.
Reed feels uneasy at that comment.
Ran, would you like to open the door?
Ran uses open the door a tiny bit. See what she can see.
Yeah. There's only 6 gnolls in here. They all just perk up as she opens the door and perk up even more when they see, like, a in good health gnoll enter.
Ran says in gnoll,
"You're only gnolls here?"
"Yes. Who are you? We've not seen you on the island before."
"I am Bran. I do not live on island. I am here to help gnolls escape from island."
We free?
"Yes, but we are having to move fast. There is no guards outside factory.
Okay.
But we are having to be careful and move fast.
Let's go, Elven Nulls. We must move. Listen to our goddess. You are our savior.
Ron feels hot under her fur.
I would say an abyssal. Ran, you take the lead. I'll take the flag.
Yes.
Yeah. These gnolls seem to be in better condition than the field workers, so they do follow you with haste.
Ran leads the way, her ears moving like little satellite dishes to listen for things.
Yeah.
Mike's got a glaive out, like. Yeah, Leo, not touch the gnolls!
Leo does take the back as well, just as you jog back to the ship. The five people down there do perk up as you bring them in. Is that the last of them?
There is only gnolls in house and gnolls in factory.
Yes, from what our schedule says about the place, that's it. The gnolls in the smaller house work in the factory at night, and they go back into the house at the day. And in the bigger house, they work in the field during the day and go into the house at night.
Mm.
So that should be every gnoll. How many? 36. That's all we got on our list, is 36 gnolls. So that's all of them.
That's great.
Mm.
We've already sent your crewmates back to the ship. They've helped us prepare it, so we send them back to their ship. They're a valuable
members.
They give
you enough rations.
Yes, we're good enough to go for the journey back.
How long would it take to get to the pit from here? Because Ron still wants to check it.
About, at a running pace, about 15 minutes.
How much time are we having left?
As much time as, well, the least time, the better. But if there's something more you need to do, I understand that. We theoretically can leave whenever. After all, we're on a separate ship to you lot, headed in different directions from what we've been told.
Ran just has one more thing to check.
Ran?
Yes?
Do we want to send that ship out and we can take any ones we find to ours, and if we meet up at the port, just outside it?
Yes, that's just a good idea.
It means they're out of harm's way and we have a way out for any we find.
Yes, Ally is having good ideas.
Ally thinks she knows where you want to go, so she's like...
Ron says to the people in charge of the ship, Can you be taking these gnolls away from here? They do not need to be here.
Right. That's fine. We'll sail off to New Atlas.
Thank you.
Leo, you coming? Possibly. There's one last thing I need to check. What about Avery Jr.? Is he still on the list of things to do, or are we leaving him? As the job was to save the gnolls, Avery wasn't a part of the job. But if you want him to be a part of the job, he can be.
Bran is not expecting others to want to get rid of him, but Bran would like to do that. And if Bran dies, then Bran dies. Who's that?
I can't speak for anyone else, but Bran, I'm with you.
Of course we're with you, Bran.
All right, bro, you're the captain, bro.
Bran whispers to the people running the other ship. Ren is apparently not always captain again. Goblin Man is normal captain, but Ren is captain here, and maybe after two if Ren has Ren's way.
Eli rolls eyes in shadow captain.
Leo does walk up to Harry. Go. I will catch up with the ship in a bit. After all, I am faster than the ship, so I will catch up with you guys at sea later. I must help these people deal with Avery. It's only right. If you'll have me to help you.
Yes.
Make more fists for punching.
Are you sure your brother will be happy to have you around a bit longer?
How would you feel about that, Picasso?
If you're not comfortable with it, I'll tell him to fuck off.
Give a dirty look to just read.
After all, this is a part of my brother's destiny. Is he comfortable with me being here?
Oh, bro, you're already invited now at this point. I can't say no to that. I can't let him mess with your destiny. Since just Reed decided to open his mouth.
Then I guess we must make haste.
Yes. Let us go.
This isn't all your destiny is. This is a part of it. If it was the final event, then I'd tell your brother to fuck off and leave you to it. But it's not.
It's not that angry, bro. I just don't like hanging out with Leo that much. He gets on my nerves. He's very serious about everything.
How do you tolerate me if he's your brother and you don't like hanging out with him?
I got to choose you. I didn't choose him. You were born with
you really
family.
Didn't you choose didn't... me. You came and assaulted me at a bar.
Excuse me?
What? Oh, nothing, Leo, bro.
We met under weird circumstances.
God, I tell you what, you were to get along with Mikey. God, that idiot.
I've nearly killed Picasso 12 times.
You would have killed Mikey by now.
Note to self, don't befriend Mikey.
Mikey's the best angry bro.
Where did my life go that I've befriended Picasso?
As the...
Elijah's having a breakdown.
As the ship does pull off, Leo does walk out to Iran. Right. I'm guessing I think I know where you want to go next.
Yes. There is things Ren is needing to do here. Ren sets off at a fast pace.
And everyone but Reed can keep up.
Someone has to carry Reed.
I grab Reed by his collar, as I've been known to do many a time.
I do that thing that Twilight vampires do, that they just kind of glide.
I want it to be said on the record that when Bran picked Reed up to dust him off earlier, she picked him up by his leg.
I grab you by your collar nicely. It's just how I've learned to grab you quickly when I'm already in mid-run. I've put a little handle on your collar.
Reed's a handbag.
Clyde deliberately runs like 10 foot in front of Picasso so Picasso doesn't try and pick her up. Totally grateful I'm faster than Picasso.
Don't worry, just Reed, bro. I'm actually not that mad at you.
How seasick is Reed getting from being swung around?
Oh, God.
No, I hold him steady.
Like a lantern.
It's like an isometric workout for Picasso.
Worst lantern ever.
I don't know why, but I've spent the past half hour imagining Reed looking like Baby Yoda or something. I saw a Baby Yoda shit post.
I've been called worse.
My old girlfriend was the human embodiment of Baby Yoda.
Aww.
It was adorable.
They were green and had giant ears.
We only went on a few dates. I don't know. Maybe she was under all that.
Okay, so by my guess, Ran, you want to go to the pit.
Yes.
Okay, you do eventually get to the cave entrance where you do about 20 feet further into this cave, you do see a pit.
Ran creeps up to the edge of the pit because she's seen the inside of these pits several times in her life. And they're never pleasant. You can probably smell, like, the smell of decay. No bodies coming from it.
You'll smell the decay, Ran. The smell being the strongest to you. And Ran, as you do peer over, you do see five bodies in there. Most of them rotted away completely, apart from one gnoll that can't be more than a foot tall. That's just starting to rot.
And sort of lays down like crouches down on all fours at the edge of the pit. Just staring into it. This is what happens to gnolls when we are not useful.
No more, Ren. No more.
You have our word. Avery will die for this.
These gnolls, they should not have had to suffer.
Do you want me to fill the pit in? Give him a burial.
Yes, these gnolls, they are deserving that. Not to be left to the open air for the birds to eat.
Reed will begin to push as much dirt as he can into it. Granted, he hasn't got a shovel on him to do it properly, but he's doing the best he can to fill the pit in.
Eli pulls out a violin and plays like a sad, quiet song.
Ran uses the handle and Myotasis to start chipping away at the dirt at the edges of the pit.
Leo also assists to fill in the pit.
I go around with the claws, just loosen the edges. Like a rototiller.
Mm.
About half an hour passes, and as you finally fill in the rest of the pit to form a grave for these five gnolls.
Again, I'm so sorry, Ren.
Many gnolls are suffering. And gnolls, even that are baby, they are having to suffer too. And gnolls that is old or sick or born in ways that is not useful.
Ren makes neat little paw prints over the top of the grave.
Oh, furry bro. Leo said this is the last of the camps, so no more gnoll bros will suffer after this.
But what if there's more in future?
We'll burn them down.
We will not allow this to happen again.
Everyone will be dealt with.
Ran
we
doesn't...
We help Thea win the war, and we ban this. We outlaw this. We hang anyone who fucking tries.
Ran doesn't really have any more words, so she just turns and leaves. She leaves the pit behind, or what was the pit.
Eli lets like the last note ring out from the violin and steps after Ren.
Ren to keep up.
Leo follows along with you.
Obviously follow along.
So then, Captain, is it time?
Time to do what? Time to leave? Time to kill?
Time to kill the bastard that did this.
Now is as good as any time to do some killing.
Reed cocked the shotgun.
There are still the soldiers inside the estate, but there won't be many. He doesn't like to have too much mess on his property.
We'll kill them one by one.
They can be dealt with.
Okay, right. Let's get going then.
Ren is having a favor to ask, though.
Of course.
Ren is killing Avery Jr.'s father. If it's possible, Ren is also killing Avery Jr. Because it feel good to Ren. After all Nolz has suffered, if Nolz is killing them.
Done.
Agreed.
I got the final blow on Powder Keg. It is only right you get the final blow here.
Aye, aye, furry Captain Brow.
Anything you need.
Thank you. Let us Let us go take some lives.
Add to my list.
Reed jumps up onto Ren's shoulder.
Ren doesn't tip him off or anything this time.
It's only right, isn't it? They have taken many lives, and now we come here and take their lives. It is like collecting debts.
It's even at school.
The ledger always comes to you.
Ren starts to make her way towards where Avery Jr. is.
I guess, and everyone else follows.
No, I leave.
Just so it. I mean, you never know if someone might walk around in circles.
Someone starts doing donuts.
And you all head there. The camera pans out, goes into the mansion. Avery is counting some bills on his desk as a human walks in, one that was in the bar. Sir, they're on the island. I need to get you out of here. Avery looks up from his desk. Olvik was right. What can we do about it? How many are dead? Basically all the guards, so... Nah, can afford new ones. Yeah. Let's kill him and just be done with it. Of course, sir. We'll get things prepared. And the camera goes black.
With the gnolls safe, and the crew head into Avery's mansion, will they beat him? And what does he have planned? Find out next time. This podcast was brought to you by me, Alex, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media at Mattatat Productions.